Okay, here we are. Well, June, July, and August. So now we're in August. Wow. And I heard some schools are starting now. Oh, this is August 1st, 2015. We're on Station 2, which is what we're normally on Saturday. Tonight is our birthday party, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So go to the food court to experience dessert. So let's start off the call here, and let's see if you're out here. So move your finger, point your index finger up, and just see where it's pointed to. Should be straight in front of you anyway. It should be straight up, directly in front of you. Some people like to use two fingers and kind of line them up and just see, but whatever works for you is good. And if you're directly on center in front of you, that's perfect. If you're to the right, you're in the future, and the left will be in the past. So here we go, everybody. Let's bring you back in the current reality here in case you're not here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go, everybody. And let's release from you situations that you could have had, emotional traumas, anxiety, physical pain. Just pick something. I can help you out with that one situation or one thought program that you're running. That's the way it works. So if you think of something and you go, yeah, that happened to me or whatever, or yeah, this happened today, that's your one particular program. So let's release that. Remember, we can only clear away one of the thought patterns that you're having. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels good. This energizes the light beams. So here we go. If you have three of them up on your screen, each light beam will have three light beams in it. We'll be using male energies. And here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so before I turn it over to Ann, I've had people ask me in the past, because they know that I have the U.S. Soldiers around me, along with the Russians and the Chinese. So for a treat, everybody, I want to bring in the time-traveling soldiers. That would be the, I guess it would be the Americans. Let's just use that term. So here we go. American time-traveling soldiers. So they're out from, from what I can recall, maybe 2100, 2150, something like that. So here they come. They're going to come into your room, and you're going to feel their energy. So it feels like they'll probably only bring in 50 of them for you. So here we go. I guess they're volunteering. So 1, 2, 3, 4, five, that's spinning pretty good, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. When I first did this at the expos, when they came in, I mean it was really heavy energy because they came in, you know, with their full armament, and you could feel maybe they still had some alien blood on the on their bodies or something, you know. Maybe they weren't cleaned up enough. But, or alien body parts. But when they come in now, they're pretty more, a little more gentle, but you can still feel their energies. So I'm going to bring in the Russians next. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And next we'll bring in the Chinese. And the Chinese didn't show up for a long time, and that's because they only involve or get involved when they can truly win. Okay, so that's the way that the Chinese operated. So I was wondering where they were. Maybe like 9 months, a year, they just didn't show up, and all of a sudden they appeared. So here's the Chinese, and they were still battling during that time, but they were very, very stealth. So here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's see, I'll bring in the Polish soldiers. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And then the Africans, and they're big. So here they come. I'm like, really big football players. So here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's see here, Canadians. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And they leave each time we bring in another one. Let's see here, Irish. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And looks like Israelis, they'll come in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And Italians, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and Germans, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I guess Sweden, the Sweden soldiers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And Australian. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I guess Japanese. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I could probably go on forever here. if you'd like to field one, just send me clsquestions@yahoo.com. I'm trying to think. Croatians. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And then I guess Iranian. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And Pakistan. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's see here. Iraqis. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so I think I got probably most of them, but if I did miss one and you're that particular race and you want to feel them, I'd be very happy to bring them in tonight. So I guess I'll turn it over to Ann here. Ann, can you are you there, or are they all around you?
I'm definitely here, and that was such a treat, Ron. Thank you from everybody. I'm sure everyone enjoyed and appreciated that. And we haven't talked about the soldiers in a long time, so I'm sure there are some new people who are pretty surprised by what you're doing here. And I just wanted to say, what a peaceful, knowing thing it is to hear all those different countries, like you brought Israel in and some Arabic countries. It makes what we do here seem so small and insignificant, because obviously there's, in the light, there's so much peace, and none of those things even exist.
Oh. I don't think if I missed any that I can bring in here. I'm trying to scan here. Do you have one that we may have missed. I think I missed maybe three that people might be asking for.
I would say Indian.
Okay, from India. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Okay, North American Indians, and then we'll do Indians from India. So North American Indians. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that could also be South America, too. And now we'll do from the country of India. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, and we can't forget the Caribbean. So here we go. Caribbean soldiers. Here they come with dreadlocks and everything. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm going to bring them in a little stronger, so they feel pretty nice, very sweet. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And, boy, maybe Philippines, I guess, Filipinos. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I think I probably covered the full gamut there. So there are some Vikings. Here comes the Vikings. I never brought them in before, but they're showing themselves to me. So here they come. Remember, they're in different timelines, different times in our history here. So here comes the Vikings. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we have Egyptians. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so Austrian. Here we go. The Austrian soldiers. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, let's continue on here. How about the Eskimos? So here we go. I'll count again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Let's see. Pakistani. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Did we do Sweden? I don't know if we did that. I thought we may have.
I think you did that early on, and I think you did.
Oh, too. Okay.
I think you did Russia.
So I guess I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Did you do Russia, Ron?
I did Russian, I think, the second one.
Okay, good. And I did hear, great, wow, that's amazing. So someone wrote in, I should have put myself in a larger room. Feels heavy in here. And someone else said, my cats know something's up. They all woke up and are looking around. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, I know we're just sensing the energy, but I almost feel like this energy is really doing something for us, Ron, like some kind of strengthening or something, or maybe making us braver or more powerful. Is that possible, or am I just reading into it?
Well, they could be hunting down aliens in your room or maybe inside of you.
Oh, well,
that's
they have
job,
my permission
okay?
to do that.
Yeah, their job is to hunt down aliens.
All right.
Okay.
Right, okay. And I'm correct that all of these soldiers work together, and there's none of the, you know, fighting and anger that goes on this planet in those forces, right?
Yeah, they're here because they came from, well, some of them came from the future down here. Most of them came from the past, okay? Which means that, you know, maybe they got enlisted, we'll say, within the last 1,500 years. So if they were in battles here, we'll say, in that time, then they got enlisted and were trained to fight aliens. So it would be probably more of a purer, stronger genetic line of those people, whoever they would be, okay? We could just talk like the Russians, for instance. So it would be really whoever was in Russia, if they got enlisted, you know, at, say, 500 A.D., that would be a pretty strong bloodline, where maybe the Russians now may not be. It's, you know, like all other races, you know, you get inbred. And so and you could have Russians from different time frames, too. Maybe the 1500s, you know, 500, 800, you know, 2000. So, you know, it varies, but that's kind of the way, you know, they enlisted everybody to fight aliens. So, and they do normally, and you could be fighting in the old days when I had people enlisted out battling, physical people that were living here. You could actually be fighting side by side at your current age, working and fighting with your parents that would be probably younger, maybe 18 years of age, maybe you're 50. So you're seeing your parents younger and maybe even your grandparents, which could be around the same age or maybe younger than your parents. So, and you could be enlisted working side by side with them. So that was pretty trippy for a few people who actually saw their parents at a younger age and they're in the same I don't know what word to use there, because I guess I could say the same. It's not what we think about here as far as, like, maybe I could use the word regimen, I guess. But it's not like that, but we could use that. So that there could be 50 to a group. There could be 1,000 to a group. It just depends and what they're doing. So, but it is quite interesting. So they're out fighting aliens, and the reason why they're fighting aliens is because the aliens are here, out there in the Beyondo, and some underground ones. And all the ones underground are bad, but the ones that are here to destroy the planet are being taken out, and that's why they're doing this, because the planet will no longer exist. So that's the reason. So back to you. Remember the movie Battle L.A., you know, where, you know, the soldiers actually, you know, won. But it was, I kind of laughed when I saw that, like, wow, they really think that, you know, our technology is going to take down the aliens. But anyway, it was a movie that came out about the same time I started enlisting soldiers to fight and people to fight with the time-traveling soldiers. So that movie kind of was around the same time. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So since so many of our deceased ancestors are working with the special forces, then that must mean that on some level they are connected to the light or to creation lightship, right?
They're only, in a sense, yes, because initially when we first started doing the sorties and things, the aliens were taking out soldiers like crazy because they didn't have real high-tech alien ships to fight them, because the aliens came in with higher technology. So at that point, we had to probably go into quarantine. We had to take their armaments and make them shoot light. Before it was like bullets or lasers or something. Now it's actually light. And the light is not the same light that we have here. When they talk about the speed of light, it's completely different. And if you were to see the explosion of light, which is instantaneous. I was able to see it a couple of times. It's like it could take your breath away. That's how strong the light is. It's just pure white. Kind of like if, you know, like the old days when they had the flash bulbs, you know, on the old cameras, and you kind of like saw, you know, saw stars in a sense afterwards or something, you know. I mean, it's so bright, there's no words for it. So that's what they're using. And, you know, there's no technology that can surpass the light energies as the soldiers terminate the aliens. And they can only terminate the aliens, so I'll get into this here, because some people wonder, well, if the light can do this, why doesn't it get rid of all the aliens instantly, and we'll have everything gone out of here? Well, it's not that simple. The light can't come in unless it's attacked. And so the attacks will be done to the soldiers, or they will be in, you know, in some type of maybe battle or confrontation with the aliens. Maybe they find a vortex and the aliens start shooting at them. And then at that point, the light can come in, and that's when they can use their armament with light energies. Otherwise, they can't use it, so they have to be attacked first. And then at that point, because the aliens are taking away free will, free choice, then they can do that. And the aliens are still given a chance to come into light. But most of the stuff now that I'm finding, even last night, these were robotic type of maybe android or remote controlled or completely artificial intelligent bodies that had a program that they were running fighting. So did a lot last night, and it's a little more peaceful for me today. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, that's wonderful, Ron. You were able to take out some of those robotic beings or I don't know if it was ships or what, controlling us robotically. So thank you for doing that. That's wonderful. Okay, we have a couple of requests. You did mention if people wrote in their requests, Ron, for soldiers. Someone asked for Czech soldiers.
Okay, here we go. Czech soldiers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Any other ones?
Yes, someone asked for Venezuelan, Ron, and that made me realize I think we left out Central and South America altogether. So that maybe
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess maybe Brazil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And how about Mexico? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I guess Chile. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if anything else comes through. So back to you.
Okay. Will these energies stay around, Ron, through the show, or were they just sort of for the, you know, each few minutes or what?
Well, if you want to request the one that you like, we'll say, and it doesn't have to be your own race. So if you want to request, they'll stick around for the end of the program, maybe a half an hour here or so. And they
probably
can't do anything to you or for you, but they will, I guess they will hunt down aliens. So, you know, maybe
well,
that
yeah,
will
I'll
come
tell
over to you, maybe your mother or father-in-law or something. You know? Anyway.
Well, I made the request for Irish soldiers, so they want to spread out into my neighborhood. They're bored in my apartment.
Yeah.
they can move out a little. That is really, you know, just fabulous, Ron. We really appreciate you so much. And that was a wonderful experience. So, yes, we'll see if people do send in more requests. But meantime, on last night's show, you gave us another new healing, the green alien green mist clearing, I should call it. I think it's more accurate. Would you like to discuss that a little, Ron? We have some feedback about it. Ron?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at it here. It's kind of a sticky energy. And somehow infiltrated everything inside of you, I think. So we'll see what we have from different people connecting who've already done it here, just for maybe they've done it for the day or last night on. So yeah, go ahead, Dan. We'll see what they.
Okay, and in case people didn't get to hear last night's show, Ron. Well, first of all, I don't think I've said at the beginning of the show because we got off to a running start here. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com, and you're, of course, listening to Ron Amatron and the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and we'll be going to Creation Lightship during this show. So if this is your first experience, choose one physical thing you'd like the light beings to heal for you tonight or work on for you, and it's a wonderful experience. So last night, Ron gave us a new free clearing called Alien Green Mist Clearing, Green Mist Fog Clearing, and it's not actually on the website yet, but there is one called Alien Black Mist Fog Clearing. And he asked us to write in our names on that clearing, and then next to our name write in, Remove Alien Green Mist Fog. And just run it for at least over the weekend, I think is how we left it. And then as soon as the webmaster can get to it, he's going to put up a separate page for the green mist. And we did get quite a few testimonials, Ron, so people definitely have started to do that. So the first one is, oh, and there seem, by the way, I have read them all already, and there seem to be a few interesting themes as people are feeling the same types of things. The green mist seems to give us a catalyst for the timelines and negativity. It seems to be the glue for negative contrivances, which is basically saying what you just said, Ron, like it's sticky and that there. I think you did say last night that it's kind of helping us to get connected to timelines. So thank you for that, listener.
And if you do the clearing, you could feel maybe a little funky for a little bit. So, you know, if you do feel a little strange or upset, maybe slightly sick or whatever, you know, you want to run this for like 4 days straight. So just keep it up, and you're probably feeling the energies as they get unrooted from you. And you know, they could put something in the energy to make you feel upset, so you want to stop the clearing. So just keep it going. So back to you.
Oh, very good, Ron. Good point to say that. Okay, someone wrote in simply three huge yawns. That was for the sample. You know, a couple of people's messages were delayed getting to us from last night's show. I don't know what went on there, but they didn't actually come into our account here until 9 o'clock and the show is over. So we're sorry about that, people, but we're getting to them tonight. Okay, we have some. Okay. The green mist felt like it was scrubbing my bones, released heaviness in my body. I had tingles all over my body, had a deep sleep, felt more space and movement in my body. Highly recommend doing the black mist and green mist fog removal. Very effective. Thanks, Ron.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah, that's Yeah, everybody will have their own little experience of, well, you feel better afterwards. So back to you.
Right, right. Okay, we have other things, and I'm just skipping them for now so we can stay on. Okay. Hi, Ron. A few minutes after last night's show, I put on the alien green mist clearing. I immediately felt a swirling in the center of my body, in my solar plexus chakra. It felt like the beginnings of a strong emotion, just not quite going there. I am still noticing it today, like being cleaned out from deep inside. Also slept especially well. I usually sleep very well and noticed an even deeper, sounder sleep. Overall, I would describe this as relief. As usual, don't know what is missing, but had a peaceful, empty feeling. I am commanding my spirit and CLS placeholders come into any empty spaces in my body. Thank you for these wonderful new clearings.
Yeah, that's very good. You see, if the space holders can come and stay with you, if for some reason your spirit got, or parts of your spirit, we'll say, got stuck in darkness, so you never retrieve it again. So space holders can come in if there's not enough of you here, we'll say, to hold your space. So they can come in. They can't do anything but just hold space, so that's why they're called space holders. So that's very good. So if you can't get your spirit, then by all means get space holders to be there so you have that space covered with light. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yeah, that sounded like a very good suggestion, too, to me, to put in, command your spirit, go in there, and then also the space holders if we need them. Here's a question, Ron. Do our pets need the green mist, blue death ray, and black mist clearings? Thanks.
Well, I would probably do it. It feels like about maybe 60-40, 60 yes, 40 no, but I think I would do that, mainly because they could be used to connect to you. So I guess another way of saying it, let's just say that your dog is being used to bring in that mist energy to you. So naturally, you know, your dog probably is going to come and be with you and lick you and maybe sit on your lap, or a cat might do that, you know. So pets could be the conduit for the aliens to cause you harm. So, yeah, I think I would do it to all of your pets. At least
well,
ones that you're probably touching. I don't know if they would go into, like, you know, if you have a goldfish or something or a fish aquarium, but, you know, you have to probably make physical contact for this thing to actually jump into you. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, let me just repeat, for somebody wrote in, I don't see the green mist clearing on the site. I see the black mist. And that is correct. The green mist clearing has not been put up yet. And hopefully we'll keep checking or maybe announce it on a show. Well, we'll definitely announce it on a show, possibly Monday. And but in the meantime, you want to go to the alien black mist fog clearing and write in alien green mist fog after your name, and that will work. And just to get going on it, so Ron didn't want us to even have to wait until he got it online. He wanted us to start right away last night. Okay. I'll go on
so
with
one of
our...
the questions people normally ask me sometimes is, are these all male soldiers, and are there any females? So typically, they're probably about 20% females and 80% males. So if you're wondering if there's any females, there are. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That's good to know. That was a really good question someone thought to ask you. I wouldn't have thought of that. It felt very masculine energy to me, but that makes sense. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of the women in there are kind of doing being masculine anyway. Okay, another testimonial, Ron, about the alien green mist clearing. Wow, Ron, man, oh, man, glad I ran this at bedtime. On the show last night, I had huge yawns. After the show, I put up the green mist and the black mist fog clearing. The yawning continued. The first couple of hours, I was dizzy, felt lots of stuff released from my head. I ran it for 1,200 minutes. Hard to put into words, but things feel clearer today. People were nicer to me. Two different men wanted to shake my hand today. I shook my head no and said, I just don't do that anymore. It is old school, and they were fine. So that's a good one. As people know who've been listening to Ron and do the clearings, we try not to touch people if we don't have to, and that's a sort of never-ending battle for a lot of people because other people want to shake your hand all the time. So I think that's a good statement to gently put people off. So thank you for that, listener. I'm going to use that one myself. I like it. Okay, so people are really liking this new healing, Ron. Here's another testimonial. I ran the clarity in its entirety for 600 minutes on Thursday. Almost immediately, I felt a sense of peace and calm. I also felt a sense of mental clarity. My thoughts were not muddied or foggy. I was extremely motivated to start a new creative project as well as to straighten up my workspace and declutter my environment, something I have been putting off for months. I was very focused and alert while running the clearing and didn't feel fatigued or bogged down by mind energy. I felt open to new possibilities and a new sense of optimism.
That's good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. I think there's one more at least. Okay. Hi, Ron. After running the black mist all night, I woke up in the morning feeling fresh and light and positive, easy to stay in peace. For the last weeks and months, it was really a battle to keep coming back to the now and be in peace. Since that clearing, it just seems to be easy and natural and restful being in peace. Last night, I ran the green mist all night. Today, I have been doing so many things that I have been procrastinating over for ages. I just didn't seem to have the energy or the will to do them, but today I made a list and just almost effortlessly got them all done. Thank you so very much. Starting to get a little taste of what it could be like if we didn't have so much hindrance piled on us.
Yep, we're working our way back. So I guess we should probably go to the light ship.
Okay.
This only works live on this program. So if you're listening live, you're going to the light ship tonight, and you're going to have we're going to have a birthday party for those who are born in August. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, your house. That works too. Even maybe your if you have a business, you could mention that too. We'll take that up. So here we go. Going up. And think of one particular healing that your physical body needs. And that's what we're going to be working on tonight. So I'd say each room, just mention that healing. Remember, everything's in the now. And some people think that because you requested it once, the light beings know what you want. Well, they're in the now. So each now is a different now. So when I go into a different room, you're just there. If you don't say anything, you know, it was the thing you don't ask, you don't get, okay? Because they can't judge you. So each room we go into requests your one healing. So here we go. Or you can even write it down on a piece of paper and pin it to your shirt or blouse or something. That works too. So you're going to be bilocated. You're going to be wearing what you're wearing now on the light ship. So here we go. Going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and going into the hot tub room. That's one of the rooms you go in all the time. And it's like it's going to be a orangish kind of metallic, silver metallic gel. So here we go. Request your healing. This helps to detoxify your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's go into the volcano room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And going into a room with deer. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the amethyst crystal geode room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll go into the food court. So this is where the light beings go to eat if they do eat food. A lot of them do not, but there are ones that do. So here we go. Going in there in the food court, and this is all energetic food normally. It'll look physical to you. They'll make it physical. You're used to seeing physical food. Just be small portions like the size of a pencil eraser. So I always look for the German chocolate cake with the drizzle, you know, and the hot fudge and all those good things, the nuts and the cherries and everything else on it. Yeah. And here we go. Maybe some caramel, whatever is good. It may not sound good here, but up there it's great. So here we go. You're getting your portion now. And you can get seconds and thirds, fourths if you like. So it's going underneath your tongue right now, and you now have it inside of your mouth, whatever you requested. There's other types of desserts there, you know, that the light beings could have or that you could request anyway. There's also, like, maybe soup and salad if you want to have that instead. But here we go. So we're getting our seconds now of what you're requesting. Just real small portions. You may start to feel yourself getting physically full. So here we go, going underneath your tongue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. And now let's go into the oxygen room. This is where they have oxygen. So we'll get that, and then we'll go back to our birthday party. So oxygen room with bubbly oxygen, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to have our special birthday party where the light beings will come, and we're all singing happy birthday to those who have a birthday this month. So you can maybe feel that vibration going through your body. And happy birthday, everybody. So let's go into another room on the light ship, and we'll go into the room that has palm trees. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room. This one here is a water room. So this looks like a large fish aquarium in a sense. So we'll be with the fish. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into the room with beaches here. So here we go. Going to be in the water on the beaches. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do two more here. So we'll go into the room with the koala bears. That one's been popular. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the dolphin room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So we'll come back from the light ship and bring in your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, whatever you brought up with you. Coming back down, remember you were bilocated. Now you're going to be back here in full consciousness. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Wow. As always, that was a wonderful trip to the light ship. How could it not be? So recently, like the last 2 weeks, I think, you've given us 3 new healings. And the first one was the 2800 Death Blu-ray Energy. Now, just before I ask this question, well, someone wants you to explain that. That they're maybe didn't hear the show where we talked about it, and they just wrote in to ask you to explain it. But I just wanted to say that you mentioned it was connected to the jellyfish, and that someone or you first noticed it over on the East Coast in New Jersey, and that was what prompted me to request beach and ocean energy, because I thought it would be nice to experience beach and ocean that's in the light. Not, you know, a beach and ocean that has alien infiltration all over it. So thank you for that.
Okay, so, yeah, that energy, when I first saw it, it looked like it would kind of like impregnate you. So it was some type of future alien attack energy, maybe alien weapon, we could call it that. And it would come to people, and it would, like, sting you, or you'd have, like, a shot, and it would keep going and going, like blowing a balloon up. And in the process, it would start to take all the cells in your body and turn them into, like, liquid. And then it'd be like a balloon getting larger and larger and larger, then eventually it would pop, and you'd be, like, nuked. Nothing would be left of you. So that's what they were trying to bring in here. So that's why the clearing's up, and that's what that energy was doing. The aliens are using future energies now because the ones that are more closer to our physical time will not work. So they have to go deeper into their sources and bring in stuff from the future to try to hit us. So. And that's what the sci-fi movies are about, is, you know, their future technologies coming down to us. So anyway, that's one of them that was theirs, and that's a death ray. They shoot you with it, and you're gonzo. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Now, is that something we should be running a lot? Like you did say, the black mist and the alien green mist, is it? Death ray one more something that will take off of us and it'll be gone, and then maybe just every, you know, once a week or once a month or something we update it, or does that need to be on a lot?
Well, I don't know yet. You know, I would just run it maybe if you can, if you have the time, maybe run it for an hour each day and just see what happens. You know, see if you can feel something leaving you. And if you do feel a slight change, then I would keep it up.
Okay. Okay. Great. And would you say the same with the black mist?
Yeah, and you may start to see clouds forming around your location, your house, or maybe your city as you start cleaning out, you know, around you. Which would be, you know, your house, typically, your apartment, wherever you're living. You want to clean out that energy because it's attached to you. So it works from you at your location where you are. So you could, you know, do one maybe since you're probably not at work now, you could do one where you are, and that will work around your house. And then when you go to work on Monday, then put the clearing up for where you're working with that address. Because it has to follow you, and you may start to find things happening. Just putting something up without you probably being there, I don't think you're going to have a lot of success. So you want to be there physically to do that, only because it needs you as a conduit, and you would have to be there physically to have the best results. Otherwise, you're using mind energy to think of the place, okay? And then you're in darkness energy, and they may not want it to work, so they may take it sideways on you or even take it to a different timeline. So as you're thinking about your workspace, about having it cleared out, they could stick it on a different timeline, and it won't even work. So you have to be there physically. So it's going to follow you where you are, so you'd want to put in where it is. And, you know, it could follow you in your car. Just put the clearing up on a laptop, make sure you have power to it, a little inverter that plugs into your cigarette lighter, maybe $20-$30, and you're raring to go. And then from there, leave it up on your monitor screen and you don't need internet. Once you get up and get on any of the clearings, if you don't change the page, okay, you know, just leave the page running, take it out to your car, the clearing will still work. You just put it for a long timer. If you're planning to drive a couple hundred miles, then you can do it that way. And you can put up more than one clearing, but try to keep them related. You may not want to do more than maybe four clearings. And it's best to have this kind of the same issue going. It all depends how your body is. So you don't want to bring up like a dozen clearings on your from the website on your monitor screen with a dozen light beams, because it could tire you out. But your body has to integrate the energy as it gets released. That's the only thing that happens. So if you do too much, you may not like the results on it. It'll still work and it won't hurt you, but your body might want to go to sleep. You don't want to have a go to sleep when you're driving, you know. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So I'll keep going on some more of our emails, and you're welcome, anyone else who has been doing any of the new healings. We would particularly love any testimonials or comments or questions about those, but I'll keep going with some other things. Somebody wrote in, want to add something to my psychic billboard testimonial Ann read last night. I take all of my remove words and put them into the natal barcode clearing. Thanks.
That's good. And remember, the aliens attach to you mainly with the vowels. So if you want to become more invisible to them, you could even, do the natal clearing where you can take out, it'll clear the words, and you may want to just put maybe the vowels in of your name. So you can put your name in, it goes forward and backwards, and then maybe just put the vowels in your name in to clean out those vowels of everything that you work with or deal with of you. So some people have, in their past, hearing people talking, they go, yeah, my lucky number is like a 3. I always get 3s. My address now is, say, 333, or I used to live in 300, or, you know, whatever, and or 3,000. And so some people relate to those numbers. So that number is a tracking device, a tracking number for you. So you may want to see what pops up. Maybe your phone number has a bunch of 3s in it. Maybe you see 3s on license plates all the time. So you want to release that energy so that you can't be tracked from the 3s. And that's also true of letters and other numbers, but I'm using that for the example. So back to you.
Well, Ron, when we do the natal barcode, takes the energy of the word or number or sound or letters away from us. But it seems to go much deeper than that. I feel like after I've done it, I see, wow, the mind energy is so strong that when those things are taken away and I'm not, therefore they're a blank now, I'm not thinking about them, I don't even remember or know what they are, it's really released from my body.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay.
Yep, and remember, the aliens are trying to reattach you again, but, you know, it kind of depends who, what aliens are having you abducted at that moment, we'll say, and how far in the past are they going to go to want to copy and paste your reality on you. So, remember, they have their technologies, and maybe the group that has you, doesn't know about your past. Too much. You know, they know about what happened a week or so ago, but maybe they don't know about what happened 10 years ago. So all of a sudden, the energies that you've been worrying about previously, maybe a month ago, and you kept seeing things 10 years ago happening, now all of a sudden it's gone. And talking to someone earlier here, the way I could describe this here is what I believe they said. Is that they were having dreams about past relationships. So remember, life is a relationship. So people in their past, okay, having dreams on it. So let's just say that you go to bed at night and all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm dreaming about, you know, my in 12th grade, I went to a party and there's like 20 people and I'm seeing these people all the time now in my dreams for the last 2 weeks. And you go, why am I seeing that? Well, they could be in your soul family. Or maybe it's something more current. Maybe somebody at a job you had 6 months ago, and you keep seeing these people. So are they really people? Are they really humans? So maybe they're entering your dream state to pull information out of you being a human, and they're a clone, okay? So the clone needs data. And so remember, they're artificial intelligent. They want to gather all the information they can in their database to make a better decision. Of whatever that would be. So they're trying to get information. So they're seeking information from you. So they're giving you a dream so you can tap into it in the daytime maybe and think about that person. And then when you think about that person, what comes up? You know, what events you had with them. And then they're going to get that from you. So you're probably dealing with clones if that's happening to you. If you start seeing or having dreams about people that you have no, you know, why am I dreaming about this person? You know, this is kind of weird, you know. Well, that person wants more data from you because they're empty. They need something on their hard drive, okay, and they attach to you, maybe everybody else, but they're not a human. So just get rid of the energy. And I don't know if they can cause you too much harm being a clone as you would be a human. It's two different species, okay? So you could get rid of the energy easily enough, you know, by doing timeline crashes on it. It may not affect you too much, but you may wonder why you keep seeing these people recycling in your life in the dream state or just even your waking consciousness. All of a sudden you get a vision and there they are. Or maybe you see a clone of that person walking in front of you, and you go, wow, it looks like Mary Jane that I used to know a long time ago. And yeah, you say, yeah, it looks like her, but why did that person show up? Well, the clone probably needed to come in so you could get activated in your memory so they could pull energy off of you to give it to that clone somewhere else. So that's kind of what happens. So you may want to do even a psychic billboard clearing on that. Timeline crashes. If anybody else has any ideas, you may want to send it to us about that. But it's probably the clone causing you to have the information more than it would be a human. Okay, back to you.
Wow, so if you all of a sudden see some people or a person that's like, oh, that looks like Joe I went to high school with, it's most likely a clone.
Yeah, and all they want you to do now, oh, did I date Joe? You know, what
right,
does Joe mean?
Go back.
Oh, what's my relationship with Joe? And you're going to go through all that stuff when you see him. Remember, it'll bring up your database. And then that clone will have that database from you. So you may want to do a clone. This will sound a little weird, but remember, you may have a cloned soul family that you're attached to now. Maybe, you know, your regular soul family is for humans, but maybe the aliens gave you a cloned soul family, and maybe you're the only human in there. You know, it'd be kind of like, if you dropped a piece of candy outside near an anthill, and, you know, you you come back a few hours later, you're probably not going to really see that candy. But you will see a bunch of ants on it, okay? Well, that's probably what's happening to you. They're trying to pull everything out of you to give that alien soul family of clones data. So I don't know how else to talk about it, but that's a good example. So back to you.
Right, and of course, this is all, they're basically just reading our minds. We don't have to say, oh, you look like Joe I went to high school with, or, you know, we don't even have to converse with them.
Yeah, I don't think I would because you know it's just going to be a clone. And whatever you tell them, they're going to get data from you anyway.
Right, but they're just getting it, right, by being in our presence. They can read our minds.
They're just getting it, yeah, because it's making you think of them and they're sucking that thought energy away from you, okay?
Okay.
If you do engage, now they may start asking you questions. Remember, clones like to ask questions. How are you today? What have you been doing? Where are you going next? Okay. You know, what did you have to eat this morning? Boy, it's nice to see you again. I saw you, I thought, 2 months ago. Nice to see you again. You know. On coffee today? You know,
wow.
Whatever, you know. So, I guess we got a couple minutes left here.
We did just
anybody
get
has any clone stories, you know, like what I'm talking about, or you wonder why you're having weird dreams with people from your past, well, it may not be people. So, anyway,
right.
Back to you, Ann.
Right. Okay, well, we have the BBS did say we could go a couple minutes even past the five after, so we got another testimonial in about the new healings. I tried the green mist fog removal yesterday in 8 windows for 4 hours, and I immediately felt a release and lighter, but also had a headache and felt a bit sick. So you did mention that before, Ron. I have been running the black mist fog removal since it was put up, and the weather has been very cold, very dark, and rainy here in the UK. She's in Birmingham. So I guess the black mist is quite strong here in the UK and will take a while to clear out. Do you think that's the case, Ron, that certain areas of the planet have it a little worse than others?
It's very possible, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, very insightful. Thank you, listener. And then she adds, I have also been running the 2800 Death Blu-ray for ourselves and our cat and feel lighter.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so, boy, that's a diligent person. Thank you very much for sharing that. Okay, so let me just check here. We have, like, 3 more minutes. I did want to share, someone sent in a question that really pertains just to what we were talking about with the natal barcode. Oh, I don't know if you want to go back to soldiers for a bit, Ron. We had one more soldier request.
Sure. Yeah, yes, let's do the soldier.
Okay, Romanian.
Romanian, here we go. So, stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, that feels great. A lot of heart energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Thank you, listener. I wonder if people mostly ask for soldiers from what their heritage is, which is basically what I did because I'm Irish. And,
I think most people tend to do that, okay? So what I'll do, I'll leave the soldiers with you for almost an hour, straight up on the next hour here coming up. They'll be with you in case you want it. That way you can be off the radio program and maybe kick back, and you can ask for any of those to come in. What you may want to do is just when they come in, you know, thank them for being with you, and then if you want to get another group of soldiers, you could ask them to leave and then bring in the next group or the next ones that you want to experience.
Great. Could we bring in some French soldiers, Ron? I just thought of someone I know is listening and doesn't have a computer.
I think I brought in French, and I think PBS came on. So
okay.
I think we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go, mind to heart drop. So command in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop into your heart. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Blessings to all of you. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everyone. Bye.